Okay, boys and girls, it's time for your bedtime story. I'm going to read a poem from the book An Imaginary Menagerie. Poems by Robert McGough. This one's about badgers and goodgers. Once upon a time, they lived in the forest. Badgers and goodgers. Badgers emerged only after dark, using foul language, and gobbled up all the blind dormice, deaf bats, and lame frogs they could lay their greasy claws on, as well as choice morsels of any child who happened to wander innocently into the forest way past his bedtime. Goodgers, on the other hand, were bright-eyed and light as marshmallows. They loved to dance in the sunshine and could sing in many languages. When not jogging or clearing litter, they nibbled moonbeams and alfresco sprouts and ate lots of fiber. Then, suddenly, without warning, there came the Great Drought, followed by the Great Fire, followed by the Great Flood, followed by the Great Plague, followed by the Great Jaws Revival. And when finally the Great Famine took the forest by the throat, it was the badgers who wheeled and dealed and hooted and hoarded, who connived, ducked and dived. And it was the goodgers who cared and shared and helped those less fortunate than themselves. Unfortunately, the less fortunate survived, and the goodgers perished. Which just goes to show. And so, when Pan, the great spirit of the animal kingdom, returned to the forest after a fortnight in Portugal, he was saddened by the demise of the goodgers and determined that they should not be forgotten. So, dipping a finger into the pure white pool of goodger memory, he anointed the heads of the badgers, who immediately gave up swearing and eating children. And to this very day, badgers still wear the distinctive white marks on their coats. As far as I know.